welcome to Family Policy Matters, an engaging and informative weekly radio show and podcast produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Hi, this is John Rustin, president of NC Family, and we're grateful to have you with us for this week's program. It's our prayer that you will be informed, encouraged, and inspired by what you hear on Family Policy Matters, and that you will feel better equipped to be a voice of persuasion for family values in your community, state, and nation. Today we bring you part two of an interview with David and Jason Benham, the Benham brothers, who were guests on NC Family's virtual event on Christianity and the cancel culture on August 27th, 2020.
This is really where we're Jason and I are constantly calling entrepreneurs and believers in the marketplace back to the Word of God. And I was just reading through Proverbs chapter 28. And in verse 4 and 5, it says this: those who forsake the law praise the wicked. I mean, we're seeing that. But those who keep the law resist them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Now is our time to really seek the Lord, to get before the Lord in prayer and fasting and humility. Seek the Lord in our own lives. What are areas of our lives that are not righteous before God? What are ways that we're treating our wives or our children? Or what are ways that we might even have some racism in our lives? Or what are ways that we've got judgmentalism? Or maybe perhaps we're hypocritical in some area. Really seek the Lord. And then God gives us understanding into this moment where we can shine the light. There are two ways to shine your light. There's one way to shine the light, and that's to lift up the name of Jesus in everything that we say and do. But what happens when we shine our light as believers, it does two things. On the one hand, it exposes the world's evil deeds. John chapter 3, you read the last half after 3:16. It says, "And darkness hates the light because it exposes that its deeds are evil." But here's how you shine your light. Matthew 5:16, it reveals your good works. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven." Wow. The light of our good works in the marketplace, the light of our good works with our marriages, the light of our good works with the way we're raising our children, the light of our good works when we're helping. Like yesterday, I had an African-American guy at my house. He and I were talking, and I was talking about, okay, in your community, what are the families right now where my family and my business can come along and meet needs? Boom, we listed out five families. And then we're dealing with the Bible says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is giving. So I'm not going to talk about what we're giving, but this is things that we're doing because we're seeking the Lord and now we want to shine the light. When everybody starts doing that, you're tipping well, you're writing on your receipts, you're speaking to the servers, someone shames you because you're not wearing a mask, or whether you're wearing a mask or whatever, you know, just make room for the weaker brother. These are things God's speaking to us. And I truly believe, John, that we're on the cusp of either a great awakening or Jesus is going to return. Because this world is going to hell, and the Lord wants us to shine his light.
Well, and I think that's awesome, and I think that's really an inspiring and important message, that in the midst of all of this, that the Lord gives us the strength and the resolve to do, you know, to engage in effective ways. And I think one of the benefits of the cancel culture, which may seem sort of ironic, is that it has created so much sensitivity to different people in different circumstances. And at the very least, I think it sort of calls us out that we, as we're engaging with other people, even as we're talking with our neighbors, and even as we're thinking ourselves, you know, checking our spirit, that we are really seeking to treat people with dignity and respect. And while we may not agree with them, you know, one of the countercultural things that we can do is reach out with dignity and respect and try to understand where they're coming from. You know, but it's not just us. Clearly, it's the Lord. It's not just us, but it's also the Christian community around us. I imagine when you all got canceled by HGTV, that you had friends and family who came around you and supported you. What was that like?
Well, you know, David and I have discovered that we're called by God to resist with courage ideas that set themselves up against the knowledge of God, while at the same time reaching out with compassion to the people that hold those ideas. And so that's a fine line that only the Holy Spirit, like what you said, John, when you're operating in truth with love, yep, that you'll be able to do something like that. And when you do, and you do get fired, and you find yourselves in a position like David and I, that's where you discover the beauty of the church in a way that you've never discovered it before, where people come around you like a band of brothers, if you're a dude like us, you know, and you've got couples that come around you to inspire you and to show you, hey, you know, we may not be in the great cloud of witnesses, but we've been witnessing what's going on and we are with you. And I'm just telling you, there's a bond that happens when you suffer with other people and they jump into that suffering with you. It's a beautiful thing.
And I think that's a spiritual reality. If you read Hebrews 11 and 12, in Hebrews 11, it talks all about the great men and women of faith. And every single one of them went through horrific things, like getting sawn in two and your kids eaten in the Colosseum. It was horrible. We're facing nothing like that right now. But then it says that all of those died and did not receive the promise, that only together with us would they be made complete. And then in chapter 12, it says, therefore, let us run. You know, we see this great cloud of witnesses. Therefore, we got to run this race with perseverance. And so this is what God is showing us, is it's a spiritual reality that the community of faith that's lived throughout the centuries, they're watching us.
Yeah.
And it's our moment and it's exciting and God wins in the end. And all we got to do is just run the best we can.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how do you respond to believers who say that this growing hostility that we see in the culture is really reason for us to fall back, to withdraw? We don't want to stir the pot. We don't want to fan the flame. We really need to be about just evangelism, which is, of course, extremely important, but that the hostility that we're seeing is an excuse for us to withdraw and disengage.
David and I go to immediate, there's theology behind that. I was talking with somebody and she basically says, well, you know what? The goal is just to be saved and then God's going to take us off to heaven. But that's a real misunderstanding of even Christ's prayer. When he taught us how to pray, he said, we're supposed to pray, God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, God's will has already come down to earth. Now, through us, God's will needs to come out into the earth. And so we're supposed to be mixing into the culture. I mean, even Jesus says you need to disciple your nation, which means make the environment and where in which you live a Christian nation. Like, you're supposed to be mixed in. You're supposed to be blended in.
Could you imagine if Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Martin Niemöller had that kind of theology and they didn't engage?
Yeah.
I mean, Nazi Germany was about as bad as you get. Could you imagine if George Whitefield, John Wesley, and Charles Wesley in the First Great Awakening would have had that idea? Because, I mean, things were really bad in the colonies during that time before America. Could you imagine if Albert Finney Charles Finney would have had that. He's the pastor in the Second Great Awakening, would have had that mentality. I mean, or could you imagine if Martin Luther King Jr. would have had that mentality in America? I mean, it's ridiculous. God has called us to have dominion over what he's given us authority in, and he's given us authority to be here as the church of Jesus Christ, the pillar and support of the truth. That's 1 Timothy 3:15. If the church is the pillar and support of the truth, we should model the truth and lead people to the truth so that the truth can set them free. And if Jesus returns, he returns. But we're not about to sit there and say, no, we're just going to let the truth be twisted and we're not even going to act like the church. We're just going to wait for ourselves to get saved out of here. That is not Christ-like.
Yeah. So guys, as we wrap up our conversation here, knowing that you were men who have stood on the front lines for years, what words of encouragement would you offer in addition to what you've already said, which is awesome? What words of encouragement would you offer to our viewers, knowing that we are going to be facing similar challenges, that this cancel culture is very likely only to continue to ramp up more and more? How can people just really stand firm as you all have done and follow your example to live, to be salt and light in the culture?
Well, David and I, our most recent book that we wrote is called Bold and Broken, Becoming the Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. And I look back to that prayer that I mentioned earlier that Jesus teaches us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then cross-referencing over to Ezekiel 22, where God said, I looked for somebody who would stand in the gap, but I found none. God is calling each of us to become a bridge
for people who are disconnected from him. But in order to become that bridge, it's going to take boldness. I mean, we're going to have to stand boldly for the Lord. But there are ditches on both sides. You see, boldness apart from brokenness makes a bully. But on the other side, brokenness apart from boldness makes a bystander. You see, you can become a bully or a bystander, but what God would call us to is to become that bridge that connects heaven to earth. And so through brokenness and humility, our dad would say that only the horses broken by the master were fit to pull the king's chariot. The rest were left to pasture. By broken, we mean just humble, knowing who it is that you are and staying in that place. But then on that foundation, standing in a posture of boldness, I will not back down from truth. And when you do, you become a bridge that connects heaven to earth. And if you don't have that, then you are not going to become that bridge, and you'll not answer the prayer that Christ teaches us to pray.
And I would simply say one simple thing. Jesus has his best team on the court. In the last few seconds of the game, it's so humbling to realize that you and us and those that are alive right now, we're alive in this moment. I mean, God could have put, you know, I mean, who knows, John Calvin or Martin Luther or MLK or any number of leaders, Bonhoeffer, William Wilberforce, he could have put any of those leaders here in America for this moment. But he chose to put guys like us and you, for heaven's sakes, John. God put us here. It's like, it's almost like Gene Hackman in Hoosiers when they said, hey, you need another guy on the court. And he points over and he says, my team's on the court. It's like Jesus is saying, my team's on the court. I got the men and women out there that I want. So now stand and play hard.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, can I pray?
Yes.
All right. Hey,
before you pray, can I just say that North Carolina Family Policy Council, under your leadership, John, you guys are doing awesome things in our state. And if you're watching this right now, I want to encourage you
to share
this and to take part in what they're doing. I mean, these things don't run themselves by themselves. I mean, they need money. They need friends and funds. Become a part of what the NC Family Policy Council is doing. David and I are, and we want you to become a part as well. Yeah.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much. And David, you too. And let me, before we close in prayer, where can our viewers go to get information about your books and the work that y'all are doing too?
You could just go to BenhamBrothers.com, our last name, brothers.com.
Great. Well, we'll make sure that link is available to our viewers and encourage them to avail themselves of the great resources that you all have. So guys, thanks so much for your time. You are truly a light in a world that is growing more challenging and darker by the day. And we are so grateful that you guys are part of the team that the Lord has called for such a time as this. And thanks so much for all that you do. Father God, thank you for this time with David and Jason. Lord, we pray just a great sense of gratitude for them, for their leadership, for their boldness and their willingness to stand for you and doing it in such a winsome way. Lord, that really is a light in a growing darkness in our world. We pray for their families, for continued protection for them, and just wisdom for them and provision for them as they move forward. Thank you for the wisdom that they have shared, especially your word tonight, and just the inspiration that is to us. And we know that they are the vessels that you have used to bring your word to us tonight. And so we thank you for that. Lord, bless them and prosper them in the future, we pray. And thanks so much for this time together. And we thank you for all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 Hey, guys, bless you. Thanks so much.
Bless you, too.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters. This has been part two of a two-part interview with David and Jason Benham, who are guests on NC Family's virtual event on Christianity and the cancel culture. To listen to part one of this interview and to learn more about NC Family's work to inform, encourage, and inspire families across North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org. That's ncfamily.org. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you and your family.